welcome back to a brand new episode of the Dish with Tish Love Island edition. Oh my gosh, babes, it's been a week, not only in the villa, but also in the real world, and it is heavy and scary. It's so scary. I'm like, I don't know what to do in war. I'm not like a war girly. Like, I'm not, when we play Would You Rather, it's like, if a zombie apocalypse, like, are you surviving or are you killing yourself? I'm like, I'm taking one to the head. I mean, what do you mean? The wrist are cut. I mean, but for real, I just like can't, like, what? So but genuinely, it's just really scary and it feels so heavy. And I've said it before, just being inundated with so much information that is so overwhelming. It is a lot. And I am so grateful to have the Dishers and the culture that we have right now, not only in the dish and the fam, but the things that we are consuming. As much as Love Island is pissing me off right now and really testing my limits, I'm so grateful to have something to share that space with. I had a moment last week, Meg, I told you about this, just having existential, like, what am I doing? Is this really important? What it, you know, like, people are dying, Kim. Like, you lost your earring. People are dying. Get over it. And I got a lovely message from a beautiful soul. You know who you are. And they said, thank you so much. Like, I have incorporated your podcast into my routine and it feels really good to cackle with you. And I was like, oh, stop it. You fucking stop, bitch. Like, you fucking stop. I love you. But for real, like, it was so sweet. And it just reminded me of why I'm doing this. It's really to connect with people and try to be a source of joy, giddiness, and get away from the toxicity and harsh, scary reality that we're in right now. And I'm just really, you know, as much, like I said, as much as Love Island and the producers are pissing me off, I'm so grateful to have this because I have been distracted. Like, when I tell you yesterday, I spent all day thinking about Sunday's Love Island. I'm so grateful for that because the world's on fire and I'm like, I cannot believe Jeremiah and Hannah are gone. But I'm just glad that we can get into this. And I'm going to remind you guys that this is fresh off the fucking dome. I'm here with Mudflood Megan, our editor and Love Island girlie. And we have a lot to say because it's been a fucking week in the villa. It's been a week in the villa. And
yeah,
we're just trying to process it. We're really just trying to.
Like, you're getting this in real time.
No, like, we just watched Tuesday Night in Casa. Like, I'm
sweating. Like, I feel like I'm leaking out of my pores. I'm just so overwhelmed.
Yes. And if you can't see my background, I'm in a villa, you guys. I'm just like,
that's a classic UK background too.
I know, because that's, at the end of the day, the UK is my fave.
No, end of the day.
End of the day.
It really is. It's the best. I actually started this current season of UK. I'm on episode 3, or I just finished episode 3, and it's good.
And how are we feeling?
We're
feeling good.
Good.
Okay. I think I'm going to dig into that this week.
Good. Yeah. So next week we can chat and debrief a little bit more, but I really like the girls. Mm. There's some cute little twists even right from the jump, as they do. I don't know. It's a fun time. It's a nice reprieve. It's a nice reprieve from the chaos that's happening in the USA, on Fiji.
The toxicity.
On Fiji Island.
The toxicity is the, one of the 300 islands in Fiji is really
I didn't know that. Oh, wow. I didn't. That's me trying to do Austin. Oh, wow. I didn't. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's, we can improve that.
I think
that
sounded really good. You can suck my big, big Love Island dick. My mom said that she thinks Austin sounds like John Travolta doing Nicolas Cage in Face Off. And now I can't unhear it.
Oh my God.
Susan says some of the most unhinged, like, I want her to sit on this pod with us because she says some of those crazy shit. It's so funny.
Oh my God.
She's screaming with me. It's a scream-worthy season.
It is, because we're screaming out of frustration for so many reasons. I mean, I feel like Liza Minnelli in Arrested Development, like my vertigo is going crazy because of the whiplash that these fucking producers are giving us. It's fucking topsy-turvy. The twists are twisting, honey.
Well, I feel like they're like all hands on deck. Like, I do not want to be in that room with the producers when one thing happens and they're like, okay, this is going to be good. The public's going to be happy. And then the public is fucking pissed. And so then they're like, it's like the episode of The Office with the fire drill. Like, they're just scrambling.
Yeah. No, they literally are. Like, we have lost the plot completely. And you can tell the producers are bending over backwards to save this season, because they've had to say multiple times about the online.
Right. They have to give a disclaimer, like, do not bully.
And they posted it on their story too. Like, it's.
Yeah. They said, we got to hit all these channels because it's, people are ruthless. Well, it's, and also it's the new, it's, it, yes, the season's frustrating. Yes, we've lost the plot, but a lot of the online hate and chaos, I'm just going to say, maybe I'm putting my foot in my mouth, it's the people that haven't watched anything besides last season.
Literally so true. I mean, it's calling a spade. The new people are doing things to be messy. They're doing things to see people crash out, and they don't understand that, like, this is not like a Bachelor or Too Hot to Handle. Like, people be ending up in relationships for real.
Right.
Even if they don't work out, like, they get married. Most of these people, like, the final couples, like, the final four, they usually are together for a minute, for the most part.
Or at least a minute. I feel like it's been rare if they haven't.
Like, the point is to find love. They don't be fucking around. Even if you look at last season, a lot of them are still together. So y'all doing stuff to be messy. It's like you're literally fucking up what this show is trying to do, the agenda. And I mean, it's also the producers, because the editing that they're doing is definitely portraying people in certain narratives, and people are doing things to their own discredit and disservice by acting the fuck out. But also, you know, they don't really know what they're doing either.
Right.
Because everyone's like, I want to explore. And I'm like, that's not the point of the show, is to just keep dating everybody, every bombshell that come in you're not supposed to get to know. Like, so many times during Casa already, people have been like Taylor said something like, I don't want to be thinking about Alandria. Like,
oh my God,
if I'm thinking about her, then that means I'm not giving you 100%. I'm like,
that sounds like, girl, Ace. What? That's Ace getting in his fucking head. I mean, that's him saying his words. I'm not saying that he's, you know, a saint by any means, but all of these, I feel like at the beginning, we loved a lot of these dudes. And then over the course of the last 4 weeks, Ace has just ingrained his little boy brain into how he's navigating. And the other boys think that they're supposed to do the same thing.
No, literally. I don't understand how everyone is letting this 22-year-old man with his name tattooed on his back run shit like he is fucking Martin Luther King, you know, like He had a dream, nigga, you should go to sleep. I feel like Bethany, like, go to sleep, like
It
Scary
is,
Island.
people have
Go
been
to sleep.
literally, that's crazy that you said that. People have been saying, associating Hutto's crash out with Kelly Bensimone and Scary Island. And I'm like, yep.
That's
And
what it feels
now
like.
you're like, yep, this is, we're just, it's not Love Island, it's Scary Island. That's exactly what it is.
It really is. And everyone needs to go to sleep. Everyone needs to go night
Truly,
night.
truly.
Go night night.
I've been watching, so at some point, you know, contracts end and people can talk a little more openly about the behind the scenes stuff. Deb Chubb is so obviously one of the funniest Islanders I think we've ever had. I love Deb.
Love Deb. She was on season, what, season four of US?
Season four. So Deb has been really vocal about a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. On her TikTok, everyone's digging for the tea. She and other islanders have talked about how they don't know when they're what time it is at any point of the fucking day. They wake up when
Yes.
they're supposed to wake up and they go to bed when they're supposed to go to bed. They could get 3 hours of sleep, they could get 2 hours of sleep, they could get seven. Like, they don't know. So it's obviously a tactic for like reality TV producers and all that to make them as exhausted as possible to elicit the craziest fucking television we've ever seen.
That's true. Yeah, there's no clock. It's very much like Las Vegas. All the
Yes.
time, like there's you lose track of time. They're probably like fucking trying to be Christopher Columbus looking at the sun. They're like, I believe it's 2:25.
Not Christopher Columbus. I'm screaming.
I'm saying all these like historical, like what is happening? I don't know.
Historical Scary Island is the name of the episode.
Wait, let me write that down.
It's Scary Island if it's Christopher Columbus, that's for fucking sure.
T girl. One thing, if Christopher Columbus is on the island, them natives not getting it back.
It's Love Island, but it's with historical figures that have de are dead and gone. And it's like
Yes, like Gilded
playing
Age.
and all of the fucking bombshells that come in. First of all, just the whole cast fucking sucks because this season, like there's something wrong with everyone. There's transphobes, there's Trumper, like there's
Yeah,
something
there's
wrong. So then
MAGA.
a new bombshell comes in and it's fucking Napoleon and they're like, he has short king complex. Like, oh.
Right. Marie Antoinette, it's like, oh, she's crashing out. She's manipulative. She's gaslighting.
I would watch
She's
that.
so full of herself.
I would watch that.
I would watch that
And you
too.
know the people
I would watch
online
that
would be
too.
pissed, and they would put out a bullying statement like, please don't bully Napoleon. Please stop bullying
Like you
Christopher Columbus.
guys,
He's just trying his best.
he's doing the best he
He's doing
can.
the best he can by like just murdering an entire population of people on this scary island.
On this scary island, and this island is literally so scary. I just okay, so let's go back to Sunday and the dumping of Jeremiah and Hannah. If you have not read my Substack, I literally, like I said, could not stop thinking about it all fucking day, and I had a break between clients at the spa. And I said, I gotta get this shit out. So I went to a tea shop and I just wrote this fucking article because I was like, I am so upset. I don't know what to do with myself because I felt like that's really when we lost the full plot of the show.
Yeah.
I said, how in the fuck? This man is literally just kissing a girl. Like,
Like, you guys told him to go kiss another girl. You guys told him to make other connections, and he
and that's
does.
what he's doing. And then Hannah is the only girl who's really, I mean, Pepe was 10 toes down for Hannah. And even the girl that he's with now, I'm like, hello.
Oh yeah. Someone said this is Hannah without my glasses on.
Right,
And
literally.
I was surprised that it was the girls who did that. I expected the men to do some fuck shit, dude. Them kicking Jeremiah out is annoying, but expected. The girls booting and dumping Hannah? When
Not
Amaya's standing right there, I'm sorry. Like, I listen, Amaya's grown on me. She's a crazy cutie patootie.
sure.
I don't hate her. She's trying her best, right? She really
She is trying
is
her best.
putting her
She is
whole
trying her
fucking pussy in
best.
that shit.
Yeah, she really
But
is.
that doesn't mean she should stay. You know, like with the
No.
three girls that were up there, Amaya's the one to go. I'm sorry.
And that's the thing that really upset me is because I felt like Hannah was a good friend to everybody in the villa. Like she seemed like she was always like running around them. Like, yeah, she wasn't like a big talking head on the show, but like I felt like whenever Huda was crashing out, she was there. Amaya, like, and she obviously had this very strong, like, her and Pepe could have won the show
Absolutely. A
possibly
lot of the time, the
because
boring people win the show.
exactly because it's like they that's the point, that's the fucking
Because
point
they're
of the
doing
show.
it.
They're
Yeah.
doing it right. And for them to send her home, I just thought that was so dumb. And I'm also pissed because typically the voting is for the opposite sex. Like the men are voting for the girls and the girls are voting for the boys. And we know the boys would have sent Amaya home, especially
Oh,
because they
yeah.
knew how Austin was already feeling about her. So it's like, I don't understand why they even switched it. I feel like the twists that they're trying to do are not cutting it. I feel like maybe the Casa ones, like they're trying to make it up to us. I feel like they're trying to step up their game and give us like DeLulu, Nicolandria people what we want, and also teaching the Islanders about consequences of staying in wishy-washy connections, like in one swoop.
Because God forbid someone make a connection. Like, now everyone's fucking scared to make a connection. Because if I make a connection, they're booting me the fuck out of this bitch. Like, I'm gone. My fellow Islanders are not fans of me anymore if I actually find love in this goddamn Love Island villa.
Right. So now hopefully they will understand that that's literally the whole point of the show. You're
Right.
not supposed to just be like, oh, hey, like I'm playing it safe and I'm just like constantly making connections and switching it up. It's like you shouldn't just be exploring connections the whole time.
Right.
Like,
And it's starting to stick, let it stick. Let it get
let it
sticky,
stick.
bitch. Sticky.
If you're putting your pee-pee in her.
If you're putting your pee-pee in her gee-gee, the next day you don't go and tell her I'm still open. You say, I liked putting my pee-pee in your gee-gee and I want to put it in there again. And I also
For
don't want to
longer
put
than 25
for longer than
seconds.
25. And then he bumped it up to 30 the next time you talk to her. Okay, give yourself a
Yeah.
little bit of room. Okay. You don't go and say you want to put your pee-pee in someone else's gee-gee. I feel like I'm at church camp right
Right.
now.
If you put your dick in her pussy, how about that?
Yeah, dick and dicks and puss. Dicks and puss.
But actually, I mean, if you are penetrating, hello, what else are you trying to explore, bro?
And why are you gonna be like, say she has a red flag for feeling more into you after you put your
Right.
pee-pee on her day-day?
You literally were inside her, so I don't understand. And even I was at least glad that Ace said to him, like, be careful with that because, like, you're gonna fuck around and lose her. Oh my God. How did you feel about Hannah and Jeremiah of it all?
Can't even put it into words. I was so mad. Like, just like you, I was
Yeah.
thinking, we were texting about it the entire day on Monday.
Entire day.
I could not get over. I was mad. I was just like, what are we fucking voting for? What am I clicking Nick and Alandria for? Also, like, why did I even click Nick? Because the next episode after I voted for him, he pulled that fucking shit that we were just talking about. But
The way it switched on him so
quick.
fast, I've been like, oh my God, a little Walton Goggins. He's so cute. Like I don't know. I'd like him and Sierra. I felt like they had a good thing going, and the way it changed so rapidly.
Yeah.
Sure, she was talking to TJ, the new bombshell, but Nick has talked to every single bombshell that's come in there to the point where it's like, girl, when are you gonna know? that it's me. Like initially I thought like, okay, they're like flirting in front of each other with other people, trying to make each other jealous. They're gonna be together forever. Like that's end game. You know, it's like, ooh, yeah. But then it just was like, okay, he wanna get to know the whole Nicola with the fucking bombshells we got in TJ and Andrina. I was not expecting for him to react that way. And again, the wishy-washy of it all. Like, girl.
Yes, he is moving so wishy-washy. And I mean, to go back to Hannah, I'm just really bummed. I feel like Casa is always so exciting because the connections are pretty well established at this point. And that's why Casa is so fun, is because it's like the drama of someone's gonna fuck it up and who's it gonna be? Oh, it's gonna be Ace. Oh, it's gonna be Nick. And Hannah and Pepe, like you said, they were the only kind of established connection, more so than anyone else. And that would have been fun to see, like, oh, Pepe is so hot and all the girls are probably gonna be all over his ass. So I would want to see how that would play out. I'm just bummed that she left. Listen, that girl can cry, but I felt really bad. I felt really
I
bad.
know. I
She
felt
looked
really bad for her
pissed.
too.
She looked so pissed.
I mean, I appreciated her and when they were in the dressing room and everyone's like, oh my God, we're gonna miss you so much. You're such a light. And she's like, I don't really know what to say to the people who just voted to send me home. Because like, what?
She's like, I feel like she's that friend that's so nice and gives 1,010% to her group, to her community, and they suck all of the life out of her and use and abuse her kindness.
Totally.
And then when it comes to, supporting her and being there for her, they're not going to follow through because they think that they can get away with it because she's so kind and forgiving. So, yeah, I'm really glad that she said what she said in the dressing room because they need to know that that was not the right move and that wasn't okay. And I think Alandra even clocked it in her testimonial when she said, I don't know if we made the right choice. Yeah, I think she felt a bad feeling in her gut after all of that.
Yeah, and I mean the boys, it just felt so like targeted and specific to Jeremiah. I think a lot of them envied him because he is, I mean, let's be real, he was the hottest guy there. And I mean, he pulled two of the baddest girls. And looking like in hindsight, I do believe that it was a thing of jealousy. I think it was a mix of A, jealousy, envy, wanting to be with her, and him being so in with her, like they couldn't even get a foot in the door. And B, I don't think that they understand the point of the show. Like, I genuinely don't think they get the plot.
They don't have a clue.
So that was the first bummer, was those two leaving. And then we got Casa Amor, which I did appreciate the twist of that with the game and the girls going. I love when the girls go. It's rare for the girls to go, so I appreciate them being able to switch it up, like getting that
Getting
like
all
sweet
giddy.
excitement, literally skipping in the air.
I
Huda
hate
was
to see
like,
men happy,
oh my
so.
gosh. No, literally, yes. Like, I don't want you to see. I don't need to see you jumping for joy and like, yeah, let's go see some girl. No, like I
No.
don't, not in this America.
But I want the women to do that. I don't care if that's a double standard.
Oh,
Suck my
always.
GG. And I thought it was hella funny that all of the girls stuck it to TJ when he like, why did he do that? Why did he rate them all fucked?
I mean, even Ariana was like, what is with
What
this
is
guy?
wrong
The
with
way he was
him?
giving everyone like four or five. I don't know if he was like trying to be funny because he thought it was the OG girls and he was trying to be like goofy, like, oh, that was terrible. Next. Or if he was like dead ass.
I didn't even get the vibe that he
Yeah.
was trying to. He literally looked like, why are you kissing me so poorly?
Yeah.
And then Pepe's next to him saying tens across
10
the
for every
board,
single
which I
one.
love that. Like, you're consistently going to be the hottest and best guy in the villa at this point.
Pepe knows what he's doing and he's not even trying to. And I also love that too.
Yeah. There's no, it doesn't seem like fuck boy, like player energy. How do you feel about the Casa Gales?
I don't really care.
You don't care?
No, I don't care about the Casa Girls that much, really. I mean,
I think they're sweet.
I think that I do hate to say that I like Clark and Taylor, but it does make sense.
Do you only think that because you want Nick and Alandria to get together?
No, I genuinely don't. But I feel like he does vibe better. Not even better with her, because when Ace and Nick were saying that, like, I've never seen him so happy. I was like, ew. But I do think that they look cute together. Yeah. And they do have a lot in common. I don't know, like, why they said, like, he has to put a suit of armor on for Alandria. It's like,
they match each other's energy, bitch. Like, what?
Yeah, like, she just doesn't take shit from anybody. It doesn't have to be an armor suit. Like,
right.
This bitch didn't shed one tear. Like, she's a tough cookie because, like she said, she has to be. She's a dark-skinned Black woman in this America. You have to be fucking strong, because if you're not going to be strong for yourself, no one's going to be strong for you. And it's not even that she's not soft, because I do think she's soft and beautiful and chill. It's just a different, it's just a different vibe. Like,
she just has standards and she's not afraid to, like, say, this is what I want, these are my boundaries. Like, I think that's incredible.
She's also older. She's 27.
Right. Is she, like, I think she's the oldest girl, perhaps, mayhaps.
Yeah. No, but I do. I mean, the Casa Girls, yeah, they're, I mean, I can't get what Susan said out of my head about Vanna. I know it's not nice, but it's accurate.
Yeah. My mom said that Vanna looks like Jigsaw. The jigsaw puppet
from Saw. Wanna play a game. And she does. And it's called Love Island. But it's the cheekbones, truly. It's the cheekbones.
Well, it's the cheekbones and it's the chin. Like, her chin filler
is sharp. Short. It's sharp. It's a very heart shaped face.
Yeah.
I just am like, you're 21. So that's wild. You're like,
someone showed her pictures, her yearbook pictures too, and she was getting like the filler in high school too. And I just don't know what it's like to live in this era of young women and men getting filler to the extent that they are.
It's crazy. This is so random, but I saw 28 years later.
Wait, don't spoil anything. I haven't seen it yet.
I'm not spoiling anything. I just heard
there's a big weenie.
There's a lot of zombie penises because they're naked. So, like, yeah. But there is a part where, because, you know, it's just on the island.
Yeah.
And there's a part where someone has an iPhone and he's showing someone's there and they have an iPhone. And I'm not going to give you the context.
Yeah, don't.
And the person has never seen an iPhone or anything like that. They're like, what the fuck is this? And then they're like, here's my phone. And then they're like, oh, take a look at this. It's my fiance. And they go, what's wrong with her? And she looks like Vanna. Like, it's like a fillered out blonde tan. Like, she's cute, but the person has never seen that kind of. And they're like, what's wrong with her?
What's wrong with her?
But, you know, Coco's very beautiful. She is cute. Jaden, she had her moment. We'll get into that. I do kind of like her. I don't know. I mean, I was kind of like shocked with her decision in a way. Oh, but I think it
for
was
sure
to protect herself.
Yeah.
But we'll get into
that. She knew that Nick and Sierra had such a connection. Like, safe choice.
Yeah, yeah, yes. So, and then Grayson, forget that bitch is there. She's,
who is that?
Tucked away with, she's with Pepe.
Oh, it's Hannah without glasses. Okay.
Yeah,
the girl who TJ said, like, this kiss was better than the first one. That's for sure. I'm glad she said something to him, because that was fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. When he was scrambling. But now the Casa boys, on the other hand, there's some strong some strong contenders in there. We've got some
100%.
athletic, okay, some fucking tatted,
Let's,
okay,
I mean, the tattoos,
the fucking
the tattoos, the
muscles,
muscles.
the emotional depth.
No, they, I think that they have been watching this season and they're like, these men that are in the villa are
They're boys.
children.
They're
So
boys.
let's
We're gonna show
show
you
up.
men.
We're gonna be an actual entire human's length taller than Ace. Physically, and we're
Yes.
gonna be bigger with our emotions. Yeah, I like the boys. I think, who's my favorite Vince? Who's with Hoda?
JD.
JD. I like JD because he's a goofy hot and his teeth are
Yeah.
real. He's got real
Yes.
people teeth.
Yeah, it's not like in the veneer epidemic because
Yeah.
there is an epidemic of veneers. It's really scary. Talk about what's wrong with that.
What's wrong with that? You know what? JD is giving me lock-in vibes because he's quiet and kind, but he's also good looking. Lock-in was and is.
Lachlan's, yeah. Yeah, that's the UK.
That's
If you
it.
don't know about Lachlan,
Wait,
you
it's Lock-in, not Lachlan. It's Lock-in.
it's Lachlan. The one that was with Whitney, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was my American showing. Lachlan, because that's how it's spelled. Lachlan.
But you know that there's fuck
Lachlan.
boys named Lachlan all up in
Lachlan.
this fucking
Oh my
country.
God. Are you kidding
They're
me?
everywhere. There's gonna be
Another
a bombshell named
epidemic.
Lachlan that comes in soon.
I feel like my favorite boy is Sierra's guy. What's his name? Eyal or something like that.
Sierra's guy. Yes,
I
but.
like him a lot. I like their chat a lot. I do feel like he is what you I don't know. At least from what I saw, I liked the way that they were talking.
I agree, but people are digging
But
up some shit on him. People are
oh
digging. People are
no.
digging.
What did he
He's
do?
like a full ass like Zionist and like people are pissed
Fucking
at the
Michael.
producers for putting him in there with Hoda, who's an Arab woman, like
Hey, she's Palestinian.
yeah.
That's yeah, that's well, I take that back. He's now on my fucking shit list. Fuck that guy, if that's the case,
Yeah.
because oh no. And the producer is like, what is going on with you guys? What is going
How
on?
are
Like,
we not vetting these people? Like, you're gonna force this Palestinian woman to make out with this man? Excuse me, what? When she has no idea.
I mean,
That's
what? And
gross.
it's also like, I mean, I believe in like, okay, bipartisanship, like crossing the aisle, but that's a bridge too far.
Yeah.
Like the in this climate, like in what we're dealing with, come on, that's just like irresponsible, high key. So, that's weird. I hate that. So we're gonna take him out. Blech, next. Shit. We got it. Oh God. We gotta get our girl. Oh my God. Oh, well, cause okay, do you feel like Nicolandria, like, do we have a shot? Do we think that the producers are being like, hey, we fucked up majorly so bad? Like, you know, because in a way, I feel like this needed to happen because, like, we've been dying for them to switch things up. And last season was so well. Like, you know, we're so sick of, particularly with this season, like the OGs just running around and, you know, constantly playing it safe and doing that. Like,
Yeah.
I feel like finally they listened. So I just wonder if maybe it's gonna be like, okay, they're gonna watch what's going on in the villa in Casa, and then they come in together. It's like, hey, you guys can come back if you couple up.
Yeah.
Like, or do you think maybe it could be like they tell them, like, hey, America's really like, what if they like have like a fourth wall, you know, like, hey, like, America's really fucking with you guys, so
Here's what I think. I think it's too late for Nick and Alandria, to be quite honest. I want it really bad, like everyone else. But knowing Alandria, I don't think she would do that to her girl. I really don't. I think the producers know she wouldn't do that. Even if there was a spark and they like kissing each other, like we haven't seen really anything else of her being that vibing with him.
Interested with him. Yeah.
My theory is that they're driving off to another villa that's going to be full of everyone that was booted from this season, because all of the interviews that are happening with Jeremiah, he's still in a hotel room. All the interviews that are happening, you know, on all the pods, Chicks in the Office, whatever, Hannah is still in a hotel room. The only people that I know are back home are Jalen.
Yalissa.
Well, yeah, Yalissa. I don't think they're bringing Yalissa's ass back. No. But Jalen and Beldasha, I think she might also still be in a hotel room. Regardless, my theory is that they're going to bring back people into a new villa and a third villa. And whether it's a platonic or a romantic trying to get togetherness that the producers are doing, I think that it's going to be that and somehow mix and mingle everyone back in, because they know they're fucking up. They know they've given us a vote that didn't matter. They know that the Islanders, whether they can put as many disclaimers as they want for the audience to say don't bully, but they know that the people on the island are fucking up. They know they're getting rid of the wrong people. There's no connections being made. It's all, like we've said, they've lost the plot. They need to do something crazy big, and whether they're going to another villa or not, I think everyone's going to come back somehow. That's my theory, which could mean that Nick and Alandria get together that way. Like maybe there's space for them to explore that when Sierra and Taylor are not around. But even on the other end, Nick loves Taylor like a brother. Like they were crying, saying goodbye to each other.
That's true. Like they're,
I think it's too late.
Best friends.
It's too late.
Yeah, that's true at this point. Yeah, but
we can dream.
We could dream. We can make fanfic about it and replay the videos of them kissing over and over. But you're right. I don't think that they have any real connection or would ever do that to the person's partner because they're so close. Like,
yeah.
But I was thinking, I hope that when they get in the Jeep, Jeremiah
is driving.
Is the chauffeur. He's like, buckle up, bitches. Here's where we're going.
100%.
I am really, I hope that that's best case scenario for me.
Yeah. I hope at least Hannah and Jeremiah make their way back in somehow. At least the two of them.
But could you see, what do you think? Do you think Jeremiah would get back with Andrina, or would he try to be like with Huda again? Because what if he was like, wow, I've really learned, like, I fucking love Huda.
You know, those anxious avoidants always come running back. I think because Andrina is really, has a good connection with this new guy in Casa. I think that they're good vibing. Fit. I'm shipping that for sure. I will go down with this ship. I could see if he comes back, I could see him getting back with Huda. Long story short.
Honestly, I could see either or. Mm-hmm. I really could. I would love for them to bring him back. I mean, I feel like if they're doing all these twists, fuck it. Let's just pew, pew, pew. And then maybe next season, we'll get it right.
Yes.
Because I feel like at this point, y'all might as well just blow up the whole fucking spot. Just fucking maneuver it and jimmy rig it to get us to our final destination.
Exactly.
You know, even if it is final destination style and people just mysteriously start dying.
Oh my God.
Until we get a winner at this point, like literally slay. No, just kidding.
You're like, even if they're hanging out in the kitchen and all of a sudden one of the avocados from when they're making avocado toast falls on the ground, someone slips on it and falls and hits their head on the ground that has got water on it that's connected to the blender that's making the smoothies, and they get electrocuted and die. Even if that happens, like, it's okay.
That's for the greater good, you
Yeah.
know. That's for the
For
cause,
the
you know.
cause.
'Cause it's like at this point, y'all are just fucking up with casting and the things that are happening. It's like it's really such a butterfly effect. If the boys would have voted for the girls, it would be a totally like, babe,
But I
it's
feel like
just
even then,
crazy.
with the logic that the girls were going by, they would have gotten, if the girls were voting, they would have gotten rid of Pepe. If they got rid of Hannah for the reason they did, they would have gotten rid of Pepe. So it still would have, they still would have fucked everything up.
I don't think they would. I don't know if they would have got rid of him.
Really?
I think they would have got rid of Jeremiah because of Huda. Absolutely.
Really? I don't think Huda would have let
Yeah.
them get rid of her, get rid of him.
I don't know. I don't know.
She was distraught.
Yeah, she
I
was.
think she would have fought for him. Who else was in
You
there?
think?
Austin? They might have gotten rid of
Oh,
Austin.
they probably would have got rid of Austin. I lied.
Yeah.
I forgot Austin was in it because Austin is.
They keep saying Huda has nine lives. Talk Austin has nine lives. How does this man keep getting through to the next
I
round?
don't know. I mean, honestly, him and Amaya, they both are like touched by an angel girl. Like, how do y'all keep getting so lucky in Austin, especially? I'm like,
This guy.
why is this MAGA ass man still on my screen and in this villa?
Right. I do not need a transphobe on my TV. Thank you. And it's
No.
weird that the internet is like, wait, why am I like kind of like in love with Austin? I aside from all the things, it's like, no. You cannot put
No.
aside the things. I mean, go remind
No.
yourself, go look at his retweets, go look at his reposts, okay?
Right.
And then
Right.
you'll
I don't
get
care how
whipped right
much.
back into it.
I don't care if he moves every limb on his body for that Meg the Stallion dance. He still ain't doing it for me.
No.
Okay. But I did. Okay. Can we talk about Meg in the villa? I
Oh,
loved
of
that.
course. We needed that energy. That was the best energy boost in the villa.
That was one of my favorite episodes of this entire season. That was such a perfect episode.
That might be one of my favorite episodes of the US as a whole.
It was really good. They picked up some gameplay from Survivor, also on Fiji. It's probably if Love Island is Island 256, then Survivor is 258. And they hit up Jeff Probst, and he said, "Here's what you do: you make them make a puzzle. They put the puzzle together,
Yes.
and that's who wins."
It really was Survivor
And
coded.
I loved it. I loved it. I loved Meg. She was so light and fun, and I just really appreciate it when it's someone who isn't just promoting something. Like, yeah, she was promoting her swimwear. But also, you could tell she loves this show and she's
Yes.
invested and she knew everyone's name and the situations that they were in and who they were coupled up with. Like, she's all in. And even after the dumping on Sunday, she was like, "What are we doing? Like, no, why?"
It was really special. I mean, can you just imagine like just sitting in your fucking dressing room or your closet hanging out with Meg the fucking Stallion?
And she's telling you how
Crazy.
awesome you are and like what a queen you are. Yeah, that was a really fun bit. Definitely the highlight of the season so far. And the episode after was really good too. And then we just started the week really rough. And now we're in Casa. We've got Nick and Alandria dumped.
Driving
We don't
off
know what's gonna
somewhere.
happen. I mean, obviously they're gonna be around somewhere, but if your theory is right and all of the people who have been dumped are now gonna be like either watching together, coming back together, that would be crazy. And I also feel like I feel like this season is kind of just all over the place because of the newbies.
Yeah.
No disrespect to if you are a listener and this is your first season really being in it. Welcome. Like, we're glad you're here. Clearly, you care enough because you're listening to this podcast and
Right.
you want to like dish with us. But there's so, it's such a monoculture moment right now. And it's the first time that it's been fully, because, like I said, on, I think it was either last week or the week before, last season really didn't start popping off until episode 9 or 10. And that's when people started like watching from seeing clips on social media.
Yeah.
Whereas this is the first season where people are watching from the jump.
Yes.
And I think people are just like kind of confused, and they started late last time, so they wanted chaos and messy and like seeing people crash out and provoking them and saying really toxic shit about them. I think that that is the issue with what's going on with it. On top of, I genuinely don't think that these islanders knew. Like, I saw one of Huda's friends like trying to defend her after like her crash out, and she said Huda's never even watched the show. Like, she went on there genuinely thinking like, I'm
Supposed to find
walking away
love.
with like a husband.
Right.
She was thinking it was Love Is Blind. I think we talked about this last week, and it's like everyone has a different idea of what the show is. And as someone, like, people who have been watching for almost a decade, it's so frustrating because it's like we're trying to be like, no. It almost feels like a little kid in a store just touching everything and being like, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want chaos, I want love, I want drama, I want crash outs, but I want them to be exclusive, but I want them to do this, and I want her to go home. Wait, I thought I liked her. It's like, no. I'm trying to guide you.
There's a
This is not how,
formula.
there's a formula. That's how we've gotten it to like 30 countries in so many seasons, because there is a formula. If
Yeah.
when it works, it is magic. Like,
Yeah.
it's so good.
I feel like even expanding on that, it's like people are wanting this to be like every kind of reality show that exists wrapped up in one very long summer show, because there is an everyday episode, 5 days a week episodes. So there's room for that kind of having a bunch of different styles. Love Is Blind, The Bachelor, fucking even fucking
Too hot to
Rock of Love, Too
handle.
Hot to Handle, like all any on all reality love shows. New folks are expecting that kind of intensity. And it's like, actually, the beauty of this show is people just sitting on fucking beanbags and talking. That's what we're watching.
Literally.
We're not watching people. We don't watch to watch someone crash out. Yeah, the drama's fun. We love the drama. That's why, and that's why we love Casa, is because it's singular in that one, those 3 days that they're there, and then a little bit after for movie night. And like, that's what it is. But 9 times out of 10, I just want to watch them fucking eat their avocado toast and vibe. That's because I'm not doing that. I want to see them doing that on the beach in Fiji.
That's exactly it. That's you. That's okay. Get her a pay stub because she clocked in. Okay. That's exactly the fuck it. The OG viewers, I just want to see them fucking vibing with no phones except for their little pictures. And that's literally it.
Yeah.
The phone is for text and pictures. And connecting with people and truly unplugging from the outside world and putting everything into getting to know someone, forming relationships. I know people say it's not Friend Island, but that is a beautiful thing that happens too. Like, obviously,
Yeah.
PPG last season, fucking JoJo Siwa's dude, Chris Hughes, he had a whole fucking reality show in the UK with his best friend Kem. Kem was like his bestie in the villa, and they get a spin-off. They did so much shit together. They went on tour. Like, there is so much beauty in the friendships and the relationships too. Like, we just want to see these people fucking vibe, no interruptions from the outside world, just truly putting everything into building something with someone. And when it
Right.
works, it really is so fucking good. And like you said, people are wanting something, a different show every day. It's on 5 days a week. So one day I want to crash out. One day I want romance. What, like, they're trying to make it like voyeuristic, almost like too much. Like, of course, the whole thing is low key parasocial. Like, we're building these, like, we're watching these people like fall in love ultimately. That's like what we're hoping to see, best case scenario,
Yeah.
you know. But people are taking it to like a point where it's like, I know last season it was like so explosive and so crazy, but they're some of my favorite seasons. Like, it really is just people hanging out, doing fun challenges. Like, there's a few like crazy hiccups and casas and things like that, but it's never like so tumultuous from not only the viewers, but the people in the villa. And we're still new to this in the US. Like, I feel in the UK, they understand and
Yeah.
they know what the goal is and they've seen it. And maybe now, like, that we have the Leah Miguel, the Cordell, Serena, like Janae and Kenny, maybe people will start to lock in. Hopefully we'll get at least one
Lock
stable
in.
couple lock in. Hopefully we'll get at least one stable couple to be like, oh, that's the point of the show. That's why we're doing it.
I fucking hope so.
I mean, I'm worried. I am, because now it's all over the place. This casa is the craziest one that we've ever seen.
They're coupled up.
Not only are they single, then they become coupled up with another person, and then they have to fight to be in a couple. Like, if you are single, your ass is going home. Like,
Right.
that has never happened. Like, I was texting someone and they were like, it was a newbie, and they said, has this ever happened? And I said, not in my time watching. They've never flipped. I mean, flip flopping ass bitch. Girl, fan me off. I'm hot, hot, hot.
That's why I feel like the only way they're going to get those final four strong couples is bringing back the people that have been duped. That's going to satisfy the people that are in the villa, and it's going to satisfy the people that are watching. We've watched enough of these fucking shows. We could be producers on this ourselves. Like,
T.
hire us, Love Island producers. Please
Oh
take us
my
to Fiji.
God.
We will do a great job as producers for you. But that's the only way I can see it working out. No one else is going to get
Yeah.
there.
No, because now it's just all fucked. And I think like they really are trying to switch it up, because it's just not the response that I don't think any of us thought it was gonna take so many turns in the wrong way.
Again, it's the office fire drill scene. They're scrambling.
Yeah, because it's not just the Islanders, but it's the viewers too. And ugh, it's like, I'm glad they did it, but I'm also tired.
I'm exhausted.
We gotta figure this out, because right now there's not really one couple that I can see making it all the way. Like, right now it's literally anybody's
Yeah.
game. And in Casa, there's usually at least one that's like, no, I'm good.
They are trying everything that they can to bring this back to where it needs to be. I think they just need to sit down with the Islanders and be like, hey, stop. Just quit. Lock in with someone, bitch. Like, hey, you're going to be stuck on this island forever because we're never going to have a finale for the show if you don't close off with someone.
Or they do like, for real, we have a final destination and we will go final destination. So lock in, our bodies are gonna be piling up.
Or we're going to send you over to Jeff Probst and you have to compete on Survivor instead because we need some sort of big twist. What if Jeff Probst came into as a bombshell?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm sure his wife would be like, what the fuck?
Right.
Oh my gosh. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen on Thursday. I'm scared. I'm excited, but I'm also so tired. And I just hope that they give us something to root for. Right now, it's so hard to root for anything, and that is a bummer. There's no clear contender, and I can't believe we're at CASA with like nothing,
And no idea what's on the
nothing,
horizon, which again is
and
like
no
kind of
idea.
exciting. That's kind of the excitement I
Sure.
needed, but I'm
Sure.
skeptical. And I will say, I'll drop it again. UK this season is really good too, and it is a nice reprieve. It gives what we want from Love Island. So if you're not feeling it with the US, I implore everyone to watch UK.
Well, I'm say less. I'm headed there. I need it. I need to like remind myself of what this is all about. 'Cause right now I just feel
Okay, Kaylor. Okay, Hannah.
no.
Okay, Amaya.
I mean, I do be crying.
No,
I do be
no,
crying. No, that was,
no,
I love her. That was iconic. So funny. And one of
no.
In one of my Love Island group chats, that's our picture. It's literally
What the
her
hell? Who
crying
are
at
you?
the fireplace.
Who are you in a Love Island group chat with that I'm not in? I'm jealous. What the helly? I'm a jelly.
What the hell?
I'm
I'm
kidding.
jelly. But like that was another highlight from the week was just there's been a lot of memeable moments for sure. Nicholas.
Nicholas. I mean, we didn't talk about Huda and Jeremiah ending things, but I feel like not dwelling on the Huda Jeremiah stuff anymore is a reprieve in a way.
Yeah, Huda and Jeremiah, I think we're all glad that that is that we don't have to talk about it anymore. Like, despite all the madness that has happened since then, I'm grateful that is not the main focus. 'Cause I remember, I believe it was last episode, we were like, damn, there's other stuff that happened, but that took up so much of it because it was on our screens most of the time. It was getting jammed down our throats, and also the Islanders. Like I said, I'm not team anyone. I'm team us and the Islanders. And I'm glad that, the white flag was raised. And, I hate the way it happened. I do think, like, it is crazy that he went home instead of her. Like, I do think that that is so fucked and
Yeah.
it's wild. I was like, the anti-blackness is crazy. And I'm like, it's black on black crime because Ace and Taylor, I'm like, y'all are that jealous of this man that you sent him home. Like, step your game up. How about that? And I said this in my Substack. It's called Last Night's Dumping was a hate crime spiritually. I think that Jeremiah used to be like a nerdy guy. I think he was like a little, I don't know what exactly. I think he was a nerd. I think he was like a little nerd. He was like an anime or like some D&D, some RPGs. I could see
Yeah.
that for him. And then he got hot as fuck.
Had a
And
glow
it's like,
up.
whoa, he had a glow up. He's modeling. Like, and I appreciate him for at least like attempting to pinpoint why they didn't work. And it's like, oh, because we weren't friends first. We
Yeah.
immediately locked it into like, wow, I want to be with you without actually getting to know each other and knowing how the other, like what their tics are, what bothers them. Are you lactose intolerant? Do you fall asleep with the TV on? Do you need a fan? Do you run hot or cold? Like things like that can literally fuck up a relationship, dead ass.
No, 100%. But they
Like for
just
real.
immediately started talking about moving
Moving
in
in together.
together.
And it's like, again, that's the whole point of the show. That's why they end up being successful a lot of the times because it's like you spend 6 to 8 weeks together. It's like you're gonna know their mom's name, their mom's rising sign,
Right.
where they went to middle school, who their bully was, the place they lost their virginity. Like, you're literally going to learn all of these things because there's no outside world where you're vibing with someone. It's like, tell me, I want to know everything. I
Right.
need to make sure that we're fully compatible.
And especially when there's nothing else to do except talk, that's inevitably going
Right?
to happen. Sitting on beanbags, chit chatting.
Just we should talk, talk. You should talk, talk. You should just talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. You know?
Totally.
Totally. So I'm glad we don't have to talk about that anymore, but it's just fucked that it ended like that. But maybe did it?
Maybe he's watching the episodes right now while he's in his little hotel room and he's seeing her on a pretty level note, even though she's still being a little bitch with the whole Hannah shit. Anyway, I guess we'll see.
I guess we'll see what the hell is going to happen.
What the hell is going to happen?
Stuck on this roller coaster. But like Katy Perry said, I can't get off this ride. Stuck on a roller coaster. Thank you for listening to this. The Love Island episodes are just all over the place. And it's literally us after we watch the episode from Tuesday, just having a stream of consciousness on our thoughts, and it feels good to just get it out, because I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? And it's like, this is what gets me through the summer, truly. Like, this is the highlight of my summer, because I am a winter girly, like girl with the dragon tattoo, emo baby. She's a Scorpio, so that's my fall is my time. And Love Island gets me through being fucking hot and cranky. And this has also not been doing it. But, you know, maybe that'll turn around. I'm gonna hold faith. I'm gonna stay on the ride and just cross my fucking fingers, toes.
We're hopping in the car with Nick and Alandria, and we're ready for the next destination, whatever it is.
Yeah, for sure. I'm hopping on the car like Mad Max style, just like white knuckling, getting it to the final destination. That's got to be in the episode too. Something with final destination. We'll see how the rest of the fucking week goes, you guys. What the helly?
What the helly?
I'm exhausted from Love Island. Oh my God. But eager and horny. All at the same time, because that's what this Love Island is always giving. Horny, chaotic, but I just hope that it can be a little more organized chaos.
Amen.
From the viewers and the Islanders going forward. I hope that this really shook them up. And we hope that you have been vibing with us and just saying, yes. I hope you've been talking out loud like you're in the fucking room with us, because you are. You're with us. And we're with you. We're in your ears right now, because you've listened to another episode of the Dish with Tish Love Island Edition. Thanks, Megan. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Find me on Instagram at MudFlood. M-U-D, flood.
She said, I'll do it myself.
I will.
She said, you don't even got to do it. You're not going to worry about me, sweetheart. And you guys know where to find me. Thank you for listening. We'll be back for another episode of Love Island Edition. And hopefully they don't burn the villa down before then, child.
At least Nick and Alandria are making their way out on that car.
And maybe more. And maybe more. Maybe more. And we'll be here to dish on it. So we'll see you next week. Love you guys. Bye.